The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. So hello and welcome again to this edition of Happy Hours. Lovely to be with you, everyone. Delighted to see you, be with you. So, yeah, let's dive into meditating together, and the theme will be revealed during the meditation. I'll say a few words about it afterwards, not beforehand. So let's settle. Let's arrive together. Let's settle in our postures, in this body, in this moment in time. Turning our gaze inward. Turning our gaze inward. Especially important in this time. So much happening in our world. And easy to be swept away. Important to pay attention, of course, to what's going on in the world, and yet so important to now and then take refuge. Turn our gaze inward, establishing the ground. Connecting, grounding ourselves. With some breaths, with some stability, so we can be more available for ourselves and the world. So this is it. This is our chance. Let's do it together. Turning our gaze away from the world and into the simplicity of this moment. If thoughts arise, if the music, if the narrative, the stories continue, you can say, thank you. You can continue on your own. I'll join you later. Not now. I'm taking a moment of refuge. Feeling our feet on the earth, our sit bones connected to the earth via the cushion or the chair. Feeling the contact points. Between our sit bones, our bottom, also the hands touching each other and our lap. And releasing, softening the body, inviting it to soften into feeling its connection to the earth. Feeling the breath, the sensations of the breath, wherever they're easiest to note, to notice. Taking respite, taking refuge, taking respite. And allowing the breath to move on its own. It's not so much controlling the breath or trying to breathe. Just noticing that breathing is already happening. Simply knowing that breathing is already happening. Simply resting. The awareness, resting the knowing on the breath, on the movement of the breath, in breath and out breath. And imagining that with every in breath, love, care is being breathed in. You don't have to do anything to earn it or deserve it. It's already hard enough to be a human being in this imperfect, impermanent, impersonal world. Allowing love, care, peace, metta, friendliness, comfort, succor to be breathed in, into this body. Then also for it to be breathed out onto others, onto the world. Breathing in love, breathing out love. Happening on its own, not so much forced, not controlled. Or rather, instead of breathing in love, which seems like an action, there is a doing. Being love. Experiencing love on the in-breath. Being love on the out-breath. And if this body, this mind, heart are going through challenges right now, you can lean into the receiving of the love. And if it feels appropriate for you to be breathing out love, sharing it, which is also a way that it supports ourselves, then you can lean into that. You be the guide. Being love. With the in-breath and the out-breath. That's all. Very simple. And if any thoughts of judgment, self-judgment, judgment of others, or challenging states of heart and mind arise, can you just simply say, thank you for your opinion. Thank you. With a smile and love, whatever has arisen. This is not a good meditation. Oh, thank you for your opinion. Ah, breathing in love, breathing out love. Holding you in love, dear thought. it helps to add the phrases of metta, you're welcome to do so. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. You can lean into this if you like, or lean into may all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be as healthy as possible. May all beings have ease, knowing fully well that none of these wishes are granted right now for all beings everywhere. And yet we offer these wishes as the cultivation of goodness in our own heart, for others and for ourselves. Or maybe simply, may I be well, may all beings be well. I wish myself well. I wish all beings well. With the in-breath and out-breath. May I be well. May all beings be well. Now consider as if you're standing outside yourself. And as you wish, may all beings be well. You are part of all beings. As you're imagining other beings, other human beings, animals, there you are. You're wishing yourself well. No distinction, no difference between your best friend that you're wishing well for and yourself. Seeing yourself as part of this, as part of humanity, as part of living beings. May all beings be well. That includes this being who is me. Shift in perspective. See what might happen as you shift. May all beings be well. And there you are in the crowd. This being who is you. Oh, I know you. See what happens. May all beings be well. For this part of the meditation might be helpful to see yourself maybe walking in a crowded park or the beach or somewhere where there are other human beings. Oh, and you see yourself also. May all of these beings. May all beings be well. All the humans, all the fish. Four-legged. And there is me, may all beings, all humans, who have a life as complex, as appealing to them, as is mine to me. Wishing all well. May you be well, and you be well, and you be well. Oh, and you, whom I recognize as myself, you be well. Play around with this shift in perspective, see what happens. As we come to the end of this sitting meditation together, wishing well and appreciating that you showed up as best as you could. This being who is you showed up. And may all beings everywhere be free, including ourselves. Thanks for your practice, everyone. So. The crux of this practice was, there was an arc to it. We started always with the body, feeling the body, stabilizing, grounding the body, and then the breath, in breath, out breath, and connecting with the breath as a way to feel, to be nourished by kindness, by goodness, internally and externally. Being love, breathing in love, being love that's being breathed in and breathed out for ourselves and others. And then I invited you with the phrases of metta if that supported you, or simply, may I be well, may others be well. Again, throughout the theme, or the theme throughout this meditation was in internal, external, this being who is me, this being and all beings. And then at the end, we're kind of preparing for this shift, which is, oh, stepping out and seeing ourselves as another being. And so as we wish, may all beings be well. Oh, there I am in the crowd. I'm in the crowded park. I'm walking on the beach. Oh, all these beings, may you be well. May you be well. And see what happens with that shift, because here we are as a human being, like other human beings. We have a life, and our life is dear and precious to us, and also we have all our, inner dialogue and neuroses, and everybody else has them too. And what if we shift and get to see this, that others also, just like me, they're trying to be happy, they have lives that appeal to them, are precious to them, just like mine is to me. So actually, I'm going to remove the spotlight, because I'm going to ask now, as we are in this, in the squares, you might be seeing the squares. Let's try this. I mean, as you were, you'd see yourself also here, of course. But what if we practice lie for a moment, and you just see other people, may you be well, and may you be well, and may you be well. Choose different people on the screen. May you be well, may you be well. And then after you have warmed up, your heart has warmed up, oh, may you be well, may you be well, oh, may you be well. And then let your eye fall on you, oh, may you be well too, a fellow human being. Like, see how it happens if you just casually, like, oh yeah, there's another fellow human being who has their image on this screen. So see how that might shift to see yourself with different eyes after you've warmed up. Oh, may you be well. Spend some time with other people on the screen, feeling their humanity. Oh, may you be well. You have a life. You probably have physical pain, or just like me, you age. May you be well. Oh, may you be well. May you be well. May you be well. We're all aging, silvering. And may you be well. And may you be well. And then, oh, you too. I recognize you as me. May you be well. Play around with this. How does that shift? I could be any of you. Any of these other images I see on the screen. Playing around with these perspectives is not what we usually do in daily life. It can be supportive to kind of unstick us, get unstuck from being stuck in our own head and neuroses and me, 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 mine, mine, mine. Oh, yeah, this is common humanity. This is common humanity. We are all in this together, in this being human thing. We all age, we get sick, we all die, we have neuroses, we have hopes and dreams, aspirations, we all have kindness, we all have fears. It just, well, may you be well, may you be well, may you be well. So that's been our practice today, and now we have the opportunity, the precious opportunity, to practice together in small groups and exploring an interactive way of may you be well. seeing yourself in small groups, wishing others well, wishing yourself well. So my invitation is when you go to small groups, you know, the images will be bigger. Before you start talking, just take 30 seconds or a minute and just wishing everyone in the room, in the breakout room, well, in silence, including yourself and looking at yourself like, oh, here's this person. All this whole, as if you're seeing a movie, like the three or four people you'll see in the breakout room. Like, it's a movie, like these people, like may all of them be well, including yourself. See how, play around with the shift of perspective. And then let's go reverse alphabetical order. You can offer a word or a phrase of how this shift is working for you or not working for you, or anything you want to say. You can explore. I'll share with you when I was doing the practice. Here's my practice report just to warm you up as I was doing the meditation. And I imagined myself in a crowded place. Oh, I saw myself. I recognized myself. Oh, may you be well. There was just warmth of seeing this human being who's me. And I know her pretty well. And also with others. And then it warmed up the sense of even more. Like, may you be well, all of you beings. And also when I'm practicing with all the squares, there is a warmth that comes, especially with this Sangha, as I know so many of you, and also those whom I don't know. It's like, oh, may you be well. And oh, yeah, myself, look, or this person whose vision I see in the mirror, that person, may that person be well. So it's very playful. Keep it light. So take care of yourselves, take care of each other. The breakout rooms or breakthrough rooms, and be playful. This is such a beautiful opportunity to be able to discuss and practice with other human beings. Okay, so I'm about to open the rooms, and please turn on your cameras in the small groups. Here we go. Any other reflections? Anything else? I realize actually I had forgotten to turn on the recording after we came back from the small group, so missed these two awesome questions and reflections. So, oh well, things are impermanent. They arise and pass away. So, Jerry.
Thank you. And sorry, I joined a bit late, but the small group was excellent and helped focus. I guess the issue I have is you've talked about fierceness in previous sessions about loving kindness doesn't mean that you're a noodle. I think a wet noodle is that sometimes your expression. There's religious connoisseurs, you know, analogies, but I sometimes feel like I wish that I didn't have to be fierce to defend the vulnerable. But if I don't be fierce, then who else is going to do it?
Yeah.
And so it's easier to, as they say, kick the can down the road.
Yeah.
But loving kindness is, as you pointed out, that it's not to be a wet noodle. And if you're doing it out of love,
yeah.
And you need to be fierce, because otherwise people don't, you're a wet noodle.
Yeah.
It's kind of owning that space. It's challenging.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it takes energy. And yet, maybe I'll say a couple words in the way of supporting. You know, when there is love, the energy flows, right? When there's something and someone we really love and we want to support and protect, like the mama bear energy just comes out of love, right? It's like, oh, it pulls forth. And yet, I've noticed that when it's an irritation, when it's anger, when it's like, oh, I hate these others that are doing this thing to you, then energy is kind of conflicted and it becomes hard, and my heart becomes conflicted, and that's when it becomes, oh, I so don't want to do this, right? I'm exaggerating. I'm not saying it's always 100% one way or the other. I'm exaggerating for effect. And I do invite you to feel into the motivations, Jerry. It just might be that it takes a lot of energy and it's hard, and that's okay too. And yeah, feel how the love can be a source of energy in being a mama bear. It just comes. It becomes, you know, yeah, sure. We wish we didn't have to be mama bears in the world, and things just, you know, we could be gentle, but sometimes we have to. That's what love demands of us.
Thank you. And I think of Brené Brown's comments about the strength and vulnerability. So you can be very strong and be vulnerable. So
yeah,
I will be the strong noodle.
or the mama bear.
Right, yeah. In a mama bear. Thank you. It's very helpful.
Great. Thank you so much, Jerry. Thank you. Yeah. Any other reflections or questions, comments about this practice tonight? Going once, going twice. Okay. Well, beautiful as always to be with you. Oh my God, that's funny. It all says al dente noodle. I love the sense of humor. That's great. So, yeah, thank you all for your practice. It's, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for the practice. I'm so grateful for the Sangha that we come together. We continue to practice, cultivate our hearts and minds. May all beings everywhere benefit from our practice, including ourselves. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thanks, everyone. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourselves. Let's see there. Unmute there. Yes, please unmute yourselves. Thanks, everyone. Be well.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.